Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Square annual party. We have music, food, beer, and
on the 3rd of July?
Water. 3rd of July, right on Monument Square.
A pre-pre.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So we have a 50-50 raffle going on. We have a big raffle that we're giving out $5,000.
Whoa.
So come on down. It's a great time. We got a, who do we have for a band? I forget now. But yeah, he's a very good local band that's well known. And yeah, it should be great time. It's a great time.
Thank you,
really
Louis.
Is.
If you missed any of this, we're going to podcast it tomorrow so people will be able to hear it again.
Awesome.
Louis Tuton, thank you very much for coming in. You're a nice man.
Well, thanks for having me here. And
thank you for what
like
you do.
Like I said, everybody loves a parade. Come on down and see our parade.
Sounds good, Louis.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. 801 at WRJ. Let's check our news, all right?
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in Boulder, Colorado say an Egyptian national whose U.S. visa expired in March is in custody after he used a makeshift flamethrower to lob Molotov cocktails at demonstrators honoring the remaining hostages in Gaza.
It was chaos. People were writhing on the ground. It was traumatic to watch.
Correspondent Jason Allen is in Boulder.
Crowds tended to the eight people aged 52 to 88 who were injured in the attack. Others stood around the alleged suspect who was just feet away yelling anti-Israel expressions. The FBI says 45-year-old Mohammed Solomon targeted the Boulder Run for Their Lives march, which raises awareness for Israeli hostages in Gaza.
New anguish and death at an aid distribution site in Gaza. Officials there say more than 50 people were killed while they were trying to get something to eat. British doctor Victoria Rose has been working in the southern city of Rafah.
Very difficult to think that they were just looking for food and now they're injured and they're on our operating tables.
Eyewitnesses blame Israeli forces. Israel denies it. We have a report just in. An Israeli strike on a home in Jabalia has killed 14 Palestinians. Hospital officials say most were women and children. Russia and Ukraine have just begun a new round of peace talks in Istanbul.
No one is holding out hope for a major breakthrough in Turkey. Yesterday saw Ukraine launch a surprise drone attack on five air bases deep inside Russia. Ukraine claims more than 40 Russian warplanes were destroyed. Also Sunday, Russia launched nearly 500 drones on Ukraine, the biggest number in a single attack since the start of this war 3 years ago. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Jury selection begins today in a case against a high-profile supporter of President Trump's. CBS's Scott McFarland.
It's a defamation trial against Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company and Lindell's media outlet. The plaintiff is a former official with Dominion Voting Systems who says Lindell was a vector of misinformation and his conspiracy theories about the 2020 election were damaging to the official and damaging to Dominion.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires has all of Minnesota under an air quality alert through tonight. Meteorologist Melissa Dye at the National Weather Service.
It could be hazardous to your health, especially people who are especially sensitive to things like that, people with asthma, elderly, children.
The wildfires have forced more than 25,000 people in three Canadian provinces from their homes, most of them in Manitoba. Meantime, a giant plume of dust from the Sahara Desert is floating over the Atlantic on its way to Florida and other Gulf Coast states. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council will temporarily relocate to the library starting tomorrow. The move is due to City Hall elevator repairs, which are expected to last a couple of months. More details about the agendas this week can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. A 45-year-old Kansasville man was arrested after a stray bullet hit a 25-year-old Kenosha man riding in a pickup truck. That happened in the town of Dover May 25th. The victim was hit in the knee and suffered injuries that weren't life-threatening. No official charges have yet been filed. People in Kenosha County can win a $100 Visa gift card by completing a short online survey. There's a link for the confidential community health survey online. The county says the feedback will help guide future health initiatives. Redevelopment around American Family Field is still years away, but the Baseball Park District Board is moving forward with a site study mandated by law. It's connected to the 2023 $500 million stadium improvement legislation. Officials say whatever changes happen around the ballpark, they aim to preserve traditional tailgating. Consumer advocates warn that if the data center boom doesn't last, everyone else could be stuck with the costs. State regulators have approved two new natural gas power plants in Oak Creek and Kenosha County. It's all being done to meet rising energy demand from AI data centers like the one Microsoft is building in Mount Pleasant. And tours to the top of the historic Wind Point Lighthouse resumed yesterday. They take place the first Sunday of every month through October. There's more online at windpointlighthouse.org. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds open a three-game series in Cincinnati tonight. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 5-2 win over the Phillies to complete their first sweep in Philadelphia in 10 years. This despite a shaky start from lefty Jose Quintana, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana didn't have his best outing, walking three guys early. I think they all scored, or two of them scored, and then gets hit in the knee, but then responds and gives us two good innings. Our bullpen was challenged him in the zone. This is a really good team. Yeah, best record in the National League.
Pitcher Tyler Alexander designated for assignment. NFL, Packers resuming OTA practices this week in Green Bay. In golf, 25-year-old Maja Stark of Sweden finished 7-under par to win the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
It's so cool just looking at all the names on this trophy. And I mean, I love the U.S. Opens, and I'm so happy that it's mine now.
That's Maja Stark with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
WRJN weather. We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Everybody wants to make more money. People try to make more money by winning the lottery, doing sweepstakes. And people win all that money. The first thing they do is quit their job and go on vacation or travel. Go right back to the same job, not me. Oh, man, if I won $1 million tomorrow, I'm going to work. I'm going to get hired across this country just to get fired. To say all the things I want to say to people when I was afraid I might lose my job. Yeah. Wouldn't that be liberating? Wouldn't it? Work in the shoe department.
Hi, can I see this in a 6?
Yeah, you can see it in a 6. But let me tell you, Sasquatch, you're not going to stretch out my good shoes. You understand me? Put your big feet up in here. See the sign that say Wookiees are us up here anyway? Work in the clothing department. I don't care how much cash you got, ma'am. I am not selling you the spandex. Hello? Hello? I haven't had lunch yet. Let's not go there, okay?
The sun's rising, the coffee's burning, it wouldn't be more
to see you whenever I can. Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks. People put me down from that side of town I was born in. I love her, she knows me, but I don't fit in her society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks.
Down to the boondocks, 812 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Sunny, beautiful today. Highs near 72. Partly cloudy tonight. Low 61. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow. Highs near 83 degrees tomorrow. Whoa. Sunny, 58 degrees currently right here at Radio Park. Did you know yesterday was National Dinosaur Day? I didn't know they even had one of those. So someone polled over 5,000 Americans and asked the question, would you go to a real-life Jurassic Park? 29% said yes, definitely. 50% said no way. 21% have to think about it. To the 29% that said yes, remember in the movie what happened to that guy in the porta potty when the dinosaur came by? Remember that? You still want to go? Yeah. I didn't think so. Five Man Electrical Band everywhere. Signs.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Passed around the plate at the end of it all.
Wild Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making
Yellow Submarine, that's Nowhere Man. Local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN. It's 8:19. In bug news this morning, two of the most destructive types of termites have started mating in South Florida, creating a sort of super termite. Is there any way we can break up that love affair? Do we know? All right.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hey ho, jazz fans. It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Dayhuff, the Edwin Doherty Five-Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shauna was known for its delicious Sundrop manufacturing and distribution center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink, especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org, hospicealliance.org.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Phil Everly. Everly Brothers, All I Have to Do is Dream. Day 26, local news. Time to sit to WRJN. Sunny with a high near 72 today. 58 and sunny right now, right here at Radio Park. I know what you're thinking. You had a nice weekend, a beautiful weekend, and it's time to get back to work. I know exactly how you feel.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
At WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Now, the finale of this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee was last week. Those brilliant kids will be embarrassed by this next story. That's embarrassed. E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S-E-D, I think. The website Word Unscrambler looked at the internet search data to put a list together of the most problematic words for Americans to spell. Here they are. Believe, remember it's I before E except after C. Necessary, there's a C and then two S's in there. Now here are two I always have problems with. Separate, especially if it's separately, I always have a problem with that. And definitely, I still have a problem with that word. And by the way, I was going to tell you the word that the winner, you know, spelled, but I can't even pronounce the word that the winner spelled at the Scripps Spelling Bee. Just amazing. 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check our local news again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says it was a 45-year-old Kansasville man that fired a bullet that hit a guy in a truck. The stray bullet hit a 25-year-old Kenosha man in the knee. Authorities say the victim was riding in a northbound pickup truck on Sunnyside Drive in Dover when a bullet entered the vehicle. Details haven't been released yet regarding official charges. An out-of-service elevator is leading to library meetings for Racine leaders. Starting tomorrow, Racine's Common Council and other committees will temporarily meet at the Racine Public Library while the City Hall elevator gets repaired. The process is expected to take a couple of months. Mayor Corey Mason says the new location was chosen to guarantee ADA accessibility. Ascents to the top of the lighthouse resumed yesterday.
The historic Wind Point Lighthouse is back open for tours and climbs to the top. Those take place the first Sunday of every month through October. Tickets, $12 for adults, $6 for kids, can be bought online at windpointlighthouse.org. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. 45,000 square feet of indoor water park fun. Thrilling water slides, activity pool, indoor-outdoor hot tub, a giant dump bucket, and an awesome arcade. It's water park fun for the whole family. Come for the day or book an entire weekend away. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, down to 60 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I hate tall people with their long necks blocking the sun so that nothing can grow. Tall people are like the SUVs of humanity, sapping the earth of its strength. The thing I hate about tall people is they just assume the rest of us want to be tall. That's not true. It's just like people with hair just assume everybody without hair wants to have hair. That is true. The thing that makes me feel better about my hatred for tall people is this. Have you ever seen like a really, really old tall person? Yeah, me neither. They don't last very long. Enjoy your basketball and your view, tall people. You're going down.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Them.
money.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves share. 836 local news. Timeless Hits WRJN. Hey, we're proud to be with the media sponsor of the first Fridays in downtown Racine this summer. This Friday, June 6th, there's music at Crosswalk Park, the Nash, Reef Point Brew House, and other downtown venues. You can also see the unveiling of 36-foot-tall metal kites, part of the new public art project downtown. Music, food, a First Friday celebration this Friday from downtown Racine and WRJN. Hey, kids' breakfast cereals have gotten less healthy over the past 15 years. How is that even possible? There have been significant increases in fat, sodium, and sugar, and decreases in protein and fiber content. It's good to know that Lucky Charms is still... I was going to say healthy is not healthy. Nobody thinks Lucky Charms is healthy. But it's my cereal of choice in the morning. Jerry Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody loves a clown.
Everybody loves a clown. So why don't you? Everybody laughs at the things that I say and do. They all laugh when they see me coming. But you don't laugh, you just go home running. Everybody loves a clown. So why can't you? A clown has feelings too.
me away from my guy.
Mary Wells. Tell me more. I do sing along with these songs. You just can't hear it. Thank goodness. 8:42, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 72. 58 and sunny right now at Radio Park. Looking for a high of 83 tomorrow. And I double-checked that. 83 degrees. Whoa. All right, here are a few things to look forward to in this brand new month of June. Today's June 2th, so it's a brand new month. In sports, we've got the Stanley Cup Finals beginning next Wednesday and the NBA Finals going on Thursday. In tennis, the French Open runs through June 8th, and golf's U.S. Open is June 12th through the 15th. Ton of movies hitting theaters. The John Wick spinoff Ballerina comes out Friday. The live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon is coming out June 13th. Pixar's Elio comes out on June 20th. The Brad Pitt racing movie F1 hits theaters June 27th. If you're a fan of horror movies, a couple of sequels should be on your radar. 28 Years Later, that's on June 20th. Megan 2.0 on June 27th. If you're into award shows, got the big one, the big Broadway show one, the 78th annual Tony Awards on June 8th. I never miss that. The BET Awards on June 9th, the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards on June 21st. And finally, we've got the holidays, the big ones, Father's Day on the 15th. Again, that's Father's Day on the 15th. I repeat it one more time, Father's Day on the 15th. Juneteenth will be on the 19th. It's Pride Month all month long. And the first official day of summer is on the 20th. A few more holidays to remember. National Best Friends Day is on June 8th. Flag Day on the 14th. The 19th, National Martini Day. Who knew there was a day for that? And National Selfie Day is on June 21st.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Okay, starts here.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage. This year, featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
W-R-J-N. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby.
BV, come back when you grow up. It's 8:49, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Plenty of sun today. Highs near 72, 58 and sunny right now here at Radio Park. All right, 29% of moms get less than 30 minutes of themselves during the average day. Where do you think the number one spot moms have to hide out in to get a breather? Where would you think? The bathroom, maybe, hide out in the bedroom, the attic somewhere. No, they hide out in the car just to get away from it all. Oh, come on, Mom. Here's Bobby Gulper. I'm a Drifter. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
You knew I could not stay for long when you asked me to come over in the wee hours of the morning. I said I could not let the sunrise catch me sleeping, and that is why I've given you fair warning. And though you might have loved me like I never, ever have been loved before, your front door is open and I've got to keep on moving. So I will stay with you a while and then I'll let my hitchhike thumb take me to where I wanna. Because I've got to keep on searching for the dream that I've been seeking since I left my Oklahoma. And who's to say but that I might be back tomorrow? If I find there's only sorrow, you may see me from your windowsill next morning. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town, searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. Let's make the most of time before the break of day, but don't try to make me stay if I don't want to. Because I've got to keep on searching for that dream, and you can't find me with the simple words, I love you. But if I realize the dream that I've been searching for is waiting here behind your door, then I'll come back to stay if you still want me to. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness. So I drift from town to town,
searching all around, looking for the answer to my sorrow. And if the answer is you, then I'll be back tomorrow. I'm a drifter, and I've seen the rain. I'm a drifter, and I felt the pain that comes with loneliness.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
Chad and Jeremy, summer song, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, here's a neat story for you. A Delta flight from Detroit to Los Angeles had to make an emergency landing. This happened last Monday to save a dog that was having a medical emergency. The travel site View from the Wing said it's the first time they've ever heard of an airline doing this for a pet. A veterinarian on board treated the dog, and the plane landed in Minneapolis. 181 passengers delayed for 2.5 hours. Not one person complained. The pilot told him the dog was expected to make a full recovery. Isn't that great? What a great story. Not one person complained. It's 8:56, local news, timeless hits, WRGN with Leslie Gore.
Look at the way he looks at her. Look at the way he holds her hand.
Leslie Gore, now the look of love. Local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning once again bright and early at 6 a.m. Tomorrow, Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is going to be here. Talk about all the fun events coming up at the zoo this summer. Also, tomorrow we have another Scotty keyword for you in the 7 o'clock hour. In the meantime, we have a Scotty keyword coming up so you can win some great prizes at 11 a.m. with Dan Marcus. He's coming up next. 2 p.m. and also again at 4 p.m. with Kurt Bowman, and then we have baseball coming up tonight at 6:15. So a full day of local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball right here at WRJN. Enjoy your day. Here's Neil Sedaka.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.